Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's dive into this email from Courtney. It came in last week, and it's talking about something I feel like we all deal with lately. It's being overstimulated. Mm-hmm. Courtney from Highlands Ranch. Hi, Court. She says, do you guys ever feel like you're constantly overstimulated, like too many noises, too many blinking lights, too many people breathing close to you at Target, and boom, you're spiraling out of control? She says, lately, I swear everything is setting me off, from the dryer buzzer making me jump to group text notifications that are giving me anxiety. Even my own microwave beeping makes me want to burn the house down. She says, believe it or not, JKJ, I've started carrying noise-canceling headphones in my purse just in case I can't take the noise around me. This makes it worse. She says, the other night, my kid was playing Minecraft on full volume. My husband was watching YouTube videos on his portable speaker. The dog was barking. She's like, I was just standing there staring into the fridge straight up, trying not to lose my mind. I Googled this, seeing if I wasn't alone. Apparently, being overstimulated is a hot new diagnosis at the moment. Then she goes on to talk about that, blah, blah, blah. We can talk about that. She says, I would love to hear if you guys get this way. I think moms have it worse, raising kids, holding down a job, trying not to lose our mind in the modern noise jungle that we live in. Thanks for keeping me semi-sane every morning. And that's from Court in Highlands Ranch. So, yeah, talking overstimulation. Okay, do you guys ever deal with this?
I gotta say, ever since I have lived alone, because I grew up in a family of seven, like we had noises everywhere, every second of the day. And then ever since I started living alone, when I have a huge family, like I'm talking like 30 cousins, like a lot of people in my family. And when we have those big old get togethers, which happen a lot during the summer, I tend to want to tell everyone to just be quiet because
please
it's
shut up.
So loud and everybody's talking at once and you just kind of focus on all the different conversations happening at once. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been bothering me a little bit more ever since I've been living alone.
I can see that if you're alone all the time and then you're around people.
Dude, it's like, a lot.
It's shocking for your system.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
Yeah, well, and in my experience having, you know, so I did the whole family thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like Zoe's now grown and out on her own, but, you know, we went through all the terrible twos and the teenage stuff and everything. So I lived that life and now I live on my own. So even more so that I experienced it was the mom in the situation and now I live alone. Little things do irritate me as well. And you know, you make a good point, though, because it's like, are we really overstimulated or is it just a buzzword that everybody's throwing around? Because that
it's up there with like
gaslighting.
Yes.
All of it's a buzzword.
So then everybody, totally. But it is so relatable because like it's been around forever. I mean, sensory overload is the technical term and it has been around forever, but more so now that we have everything at our fingertips and we can consume things at a rate in which we've never seen in history. So it is becoming a lot more of a thing, but there are different variants.
There's levels,
right? There's levels. It's a good way to put it.
I will say, if anybody wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you have thoughts about being overstimulated and everything's just coming at you all the time, phone lines are always open here, so you guys can sound off. Do you have the levels of it, or I mean,
well,
examples?
Yeah, well, here's the thing is like, again, clinical terms, sensory overload. They say that like it's different for different people who are also dealing with other things. Like if you have PTSD, if you have ASD, ADHD, anxiety disorders, these things typically tend to hit you a little
harder, trigger it a little bit more. Yeah,
and they say
yeah.
like this, imagine you're body to body with strangers on a subway car. And while many people would find that experience unpleasant, you'd be able to stick it out until you reach your destination, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those experiencing true sensory overload might have to literally exit. Literally get off the subway.
Literally,
is that like claustrophobia? I mean, that's kind
of
claustrophobic, right?
They're all a part of it. Someone with those like issues already and then dealing with anxiety on top of it, it might make them experience a panic attack. And so that's kind of where it really falls in. Now, I don't experience any of those things that I mentioned. And so for me, this really came about the other day. I was talking to Zoe, right? And I had a moment where my clothes, my socks weren't fitting right. My hair wouldn't do what it wanted to do. I kept smearing
kinda
my
like
makeup.
Yeah.
I was like, Jerry, I was super hot, so like nothing, like I felt wrong. And then there was something on the TV that they were talking
so it was like
about.
Everything all at once.
And it was all of those things all at once. And I told Zoe, I was like, I just wanted to scream. And she's like, you're overstimulated. And I told her, I'm like, well, I'm not a toddler. Like, because
no, but it happens to adults.
But immediately that's what it sounds like, right? So I almost got offended by it. But she's like, no, mom, this is a real thing. And so that's when I started looking into it.
Isn't there slang
after
for
we
it?
Had,
stimming
like
or something?
Stimming.
Is it stimming?
Yeah.
Is the
stimming.
Hot, it's stimming.
And I think
okay.
that's when it becomes trendy, that's when people start looking at it as not as, right, like legit.
Just putting a cutesy nickname on it makes it seem like trendy. And
it's
like yeah, I can't take you seriously. Like, oh my God,
yes.
I'm stimming right now.
Yeah. Like
okay.
The way you put it right there. But we
all
right, deal with it, right?
Braxton, go sit down. Braxton, Jackson, Paxton, go sit down if you're stimming. Okay. Relax. Mine is definitely the devices. Like, I'll be sitting at home doing work on the laptop, and I'm getting alerts on my phone, which instantly go boop, on my watch, which instantly are hitting the iPad next to me as well. So if I'm getting those alerts constantly, it drives me insane. And honestly, the worst is like the cameras at my house. Since I've got 47 cameras, there's something like constantly going on with some camera.
Like moving, right?
And movement? It's like, boop, boop, it hits my phone, boop, boop, my watch, boop, boop, and it's popping up on my laptop. And if I'm sitting down for 20 minutes to do work, I'll look down, I'll have 56 alerts. Ugh. From all my cameras, and at that point, I'm like, I can't do it. And it sucks because then you start, you know, it's like crying wolf almost. If something truly was happening, I'd be ignoring it because I'm so used to my cameras going off.
Can you
all
not
the time.
Mute those, though?
I mean, for like 2 hours, and then if something were to happen, I wouldn't catch
it like,
on
well,
the cameras.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good investment, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Are you overstimulated right now?
No, I'm driving.
Okay, all right.
Hopefully you're not.
Yeah, hopefully you're not.
Okay,
no, take
so,
a breath.
So what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I have a 13-year-old who has a VR headset, and he's had it for a couple years. And when he first got it, I mistakenly thought he was just going to be playing all these really cute sort of games. Mm-hmm. But it is like, don't hit me. Don't, you know, duck, look, all these things. And I would tell him, dude, people can hear you outside. Like, they're going to be walking their dog, and they're going to be yelling, like,
you're hitting me.
Like, yeah, don't shoot me.
Gosh.
Like, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, just try to keep it low. But then he didn't want to play in his room because he was hitting everything.
Yeah.
So he would play it in the living room, and it just made me want to, like, rip my skin off.
You are explaining my life to a T right now, because my son has the Meta headset, and he's playing that stupid gorilla tag all the time.
Yes!
And he's screaming, Stephanie, and yelling, and the way his movements are, because you got to run like a gorilla.
What is this?
Yeah, and I'm like, and then he's filming it for some YouTube channel. I mean, talk about being overstimulated, you know?
That sounds like I'm overstimulated just hearing it. Like,
so was it
yelling at me, but it feels like he's yelling at me because he's in my face,
yes.
And then I can't walk by because I'm going to get pummeled, and
yes.
Then he says, well, get out of my way then.
So was it Gorilla Tag that your son was playing?
Yeah, Gorilla Tag, and then he has some, like, I honestly don't know what all the other games are.
I don't either. All I know is Gorilla Tag, and it's the devil.
Yeah.
It's the
a
worst.
Lot. It's a lot, yeah.
It
yeah,
is a lot. So, like, you've got to monitor it, because Nicole and I have had this conversation. It can't be healthy for him doing that for 5 hours a day.
You're right. But, you know, their arms are going to be so strong. Bowling.
Okay,
you know?
So that's his excuse. So he'll get done and he'll be all like sweaty. I was in there the other day and he had his shirt off and he was doing it. He looked like this little white trash kid in there doing this.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I'm getting my exercise.
I just use his headset because it is gross.
It's so gross.
Some, like, what is that laser something where you have to like hit things?
Yes.
With, like, swords?
Yep.
I really want to do that, but I've touched touched his headset before, and it got a sticky.
And it was moist.
It's sticky. Moist.
So funny.
Thank you,
Stephanie. I love this call. So completely relatable to a ton of parents. So thanks for calling us this morning.
All right, yeah. Have a great morning. Bye.
All right, bye. All right. Let's talk to Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hello. So, what are your thoughts on being overstimulated?
So, I'm a mom of two. I have a 5 and 10-year-old. And also, during the day, my work, I'm a early childhood educator. I work with 14 2-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Lord help
me. So, by the end of the day, I'm overstimulated by touch 100%. Mm-hmm. I go home, and I'm like, leave me alone. Don't touch me. Don't look at me. Leave me alone. And then I'm also noise overstimulated because they're running around, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're blabbering, and I'm just like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do that job. I would crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd find me in a corner.
I feel like I would shove a child down.
No.
There are definitely times me and my coworker, because there's two of us in there, mm-hmm. or at times we're just like, we want to tell like the children to like F off and stuff like that.
Sure. I would imagine so. Like,
yeah.
Do you have like a tag team thing where you can like just tap out for a minute and go outside and smoke a cigarette and then come back in? Or?
No, unfortunately not. Our ratios are 1 teacher per 7 kids. So if we have a full class of 17 or 14, we're both have to be in there. But there will be times to where we'll be like, all right, it's your turn to do the diapers. And then that's our like kind of like
that's your cue.
Break because we're like in a smaller room with like only like 5 kids. And
you
so
need
like
a
okay.
safe word in there, you know.
You really do.
My safe word is pineapple. When I say pineapple. No.
Get me away from the children.
So, Nikki, do you have a husband, a wife, somebody in your life, somebody special?
I do have a partner, yes. But most of the times when he gets home, so we both kind of get home around the same time. He works 45 minutes away. And so by the time that his travel time gets home and I get home, we're probably pretty much home at the same point in time. He does maintenance, so he is tired by the end of the day. So we're just kind of like, we just want to lay down and veg out, but we also have the kids.
Yeah.
And it's my 10-year-old, she is to the point of like, all right, leave me alone. I'm in my room. With my tablet, my phone, whatever. She's on her YouTube. We call it YouTube crack for her because she's on like these like stupid YouTube videos, nothing educational.
Right.
But she's normally in her room, but my 5-year-old, she's always like, can I have a hug? And like, it's like during like,
Please don't touch me. Well, that was my thing. It's like, I feel like with both of you, with your type of jobs, that your love life's just kind of in the toilet.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, you don't want to be around anybody.
It pretty much is. And he's like a big like toucher. Mm-hmm. And like, I always grew up not like touch affectionate.
Yeah.
Like, we would say like I would say with my parents, like, I love you and stuff like that. But we weren't really touchy like that way.
Yeah.
And so he'll like, we'll like lay in bed. He'll like want to cuddle and like,
get off me.
Like, plus, not also that, he's also, he like has, I call him like a heater because his body temp is normally like higher.
Yeah, it's
and
like me.
And so I'm always like, when he's like hugging up to me, I'm like, oh, you're warm.
Yeah, it's like me. I sweat the bed a lot, so.
Well, and I'm sure it's something else that can make you kind of overstimulated, just that. Like,
Nikki, how did you even have children?
Don't touch me.
Alcohol is the key.
I'm the oldest with my ex, so she goes over every other weekend. So I get a little bit of a break from her, and she loves visiting with her dad and stuff like that. And she has younger siblings over there, so she absolutely loves it. So we do get a little bit of a break.
That's good. All right.
But barely any with our 5-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Nick Knack, we appreciate the call, and you nailed it today with the overstimulation. You're living that life, girlfriend.
It's a daily thing.
Jeez. Well, I hope you get a little break sometime this week. We appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
See you later.
Bye.
It's a thing, you guys.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I feel it. Yeah.
And the headsets. Oh, my God, in our house. The yelling that goes on in his room. That one caller was like spot on.
See, that's funny.
Report him. Report him. Hit me. Stop hitting me. I'm going to hit you. Like, truly, if his windows were open, it would be like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, hey, we got some DV going on here. Yeah.
Hit him back. Hit him back. Get off me.
Jeez.
Report him.
That's so good.
So funny.